The National Palace Museum, standing in its scenic hillside setting in the northern suburbs of Taipei, presents an imposing exterior of traditional Chinese palace architecture. The museum's exhibition building and administration block are complemented by the Chushan Garden, an attractive walled garden laid out in the Song Dynasty Manor, where the visitor may stroll among pavilions and watercourses. As seen today, the museum site reflects the steady expansion which has taken place since it first opened its doors to the public in 1965. Improvements in the interior layout and facilities have also helped the museum better carry out its versatile functions of preserving and maintaining its collection, while simultaneously providing facilities for research, educational outreach, and pleasurable recreation. As its very name implies, the National Palace Museum owes its priceless collection to the successive Chinese imperial collections built up over 1,000 years by the Song from 960 to 1279 AD, Yuan from 1279 to 1368 AD, Ming from 1368 to 1644 AD, and Qing from 1644 through 1911 AD dynasties. Its present scope is an impressive testimony to each imperial dynasty's concern for art and breadth of interest in amassing a fine collection. The National Palace Museum itself came into existence in 1925, 1 year after the last of the former Manchu emperors, Puyi, moved out of the former Qing Imperial Palace. Thenceforth, what had been a private collection passed on over the centuries from one dynasty to another became the common inheritance of all Chinese. However, due to the upheavals China experienced this century, including the war of resistance against Japan and the Chinese communist takeover, the collection was first moved from Beiping to Nanking, and then to Chuchuan, back to Nanking again following victory in the Second World War, and finally from Nanking to Taiwan in 1948. This repeated transfer from place to place under wartime conditions and over the course of so many years, without the least damage occurring to the collection itself, is a miraculous achievement surely unequaled by any other museum in the world. The unique richness of the museum's collection is also recognized worldwide. This now stands at close to 700,000 pieces, and it continues to grow year by year through donations and purchases. The collection is at its most comprehensive in the areas of ceramics and porcelain, calligraphy and painting, and ritual bronzes. In addition, it also includes many fine examples of jade, lacquer wares, curio cabinets, enamel wares, writing accessories, carvings, embroidery, rare books, and Manchurian and Mongolian archives. In range and quality, this collection remains unparalleled anywhere.